This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. It may be tough to think about combines when we're still trying to get the planting finished for this growing season. However, in the grand scheme of things, it's not going to be all that long before we're going to start thinking about tuning up that harvesting equipment. And if you're at that point which you think your combine maybe just isn't living up to its expectations, or maybe it's just time to upgrade, John Deere encourages you to look at their new S7 series. We'll talk with the folks at John Deere next.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods this month in April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, celebrating 60 years of moving the industry forward.
Bergen Nelson is with John Deere, and he talked with us about the new features in the S7 series combines. Now, it's a smaller combine compared to its X9 big brother, but they've brought a lot of those features over to the new four models in the S7 series, the 600, the 700, the 800, and the 900.
So when we developed the new S7 combine, we truly looked to its big brother X9. We brought a lot of features over from X9 that our customers have been asking for on the S series lineup. Some of those features include a new cab with increased comfort and visibility, cross auger shutoffs, an adjustable and loading auger spout, a new premium power cast tailboard, and new styling. It looks very similar to the X9, but it's still the S-Series model.
One of the biggest features coming to the S-Series, automation.
We're bringing harvest settings automation and predictive ground speed automation to these machines. Predictive ground speed automation, we're using two cameras on the front of the cab, and those are looking out 28 feet in front of the cutter bar, and they're measuring crop height and crop density. And we're taking that with a predictive yield layer map, and we can predictively and proactively speed up and slow down the combine based off of varying yield within the field. And what that means is we can keep that machine full consistently throughout the entire day, maximizing the productivity of any of the S7 or X9 combine. Harvest settings automation is another piece we're bringing, and that system automatically adjusts the 5 main combine settings automatically. And those settings are concave clearance, rotor speed, sieve and chaffer clearance, and our fan speed.
John Deere knows that harvest goes beyond the fancy bells and whistles, and they're bringing in a stronger whole nuts and bolts experience when you get into that nitty-gritty of the harvest.
The cross auger shutoff, the unloading auger spout, the new premium power cast tailboard, all these features that our customers have been telling us. We love the X9, but it's not the machine for us. It's too large, and so we want to stay with our current S-Series machine, but we want those features on that combine.
Nelson talks about the engine efficiency and its increased productivity that these S7 combines bring to your operation.
With the new S7 combine is the new engines that we're bringing over, the 9-liter on the S7 600 and 700, and the 13.6 on the S7 800 and 900. And with that engine, we're bringing up to a 10% improved fluid efficiency, which means we're reducing their fuel cost by 10%, and we know that it directly impacts our customers' bottom line. And then the second thing is the 20% productivity increase through harvest automation technology. So we're really excited to get these machines into the field, let our customers and our dealers experience this firsthand.
You can learn more about the S7 Series combines by visiting the John Deere website, or even better yet, go see them in person at your local John Deere dealer, where they can run through the whole setup for you. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.